Merrimack wins over Providence 2-1. Joining us is Mac Welcher, had a goal and assist tonight. And Mac, tonight was a little bit of a different game from the one last night. You know, you guys had to play an awful lot without the puck tonight, but had to do an awful lot of things to help out your goaltender as well, and you did that.
Yeah, it was a crazy game. We had trouble getting lines at times, but I feel like we had a lot of belief. I mean, I think we just play better with a lead, as most teams do, but I'm just really happy that our team bared down the way we did. I mean, Hugo told us that like he's seeing everything, so we felt pretty confident if shots got through that he was going to save it. And it's just really nice when you have confidence in a goaltender to save everything that comes his way, because he was the reason why we won the night. I mean, how many shots they had, it must have like 50-something.
Yeah, he ended up with a career-high 46 saves, something like that.
He was just... he's incredible. He was on one the night, so he was great.
It really seemed like a total team effort as well. I mean, not only that, I mean, you didn't have to face an awful lot of rebounds. You guys were able to keep those pucks away. You guys blocked an awful lot of shots. I think I saw something like 21 officially, you know, whatever it ended up. You guys had to, you know, get the body in front of a lot of pucks tonight, and you did that.
Yeah, no, we blocked, I think, like a lot of the big shots. For sure, like the ones where they were going to be able to tee up and we were able to get in front of those. But, yeah, I mean, we changed up our D-zone a little bit. So I feel like we're not, like, getting in as many lanes as we want because of our new structure. But, I mean, we got in front of the big ones, especially at the end with Bookie getting down and blocking a huge shot at the end was just crucial for us, for saving us. So it's all good.
You end up scoring a goal as well, setting one up. But let's talk first of all about the first goal of the game. Again, you know, 0-0 game to that point. They've had more shots than you guys. You know, you guys, like I said, have had to play an awful lot without the puck. But then Ethan Bono chips a puck out of the zone, and you guys go off on a 2-on-1.
Yeah, Ethan won a huge battle. He had two guys all over him, and he was able to chip it to me, and I was able to skate the entire zone. And I was just going to... I basically just tried to show shot as much as possible until he moved his stick a little bit. So I just was able to pass it over. And that unbelievable shot by Michael, he's got one of the best wrist shots, I think, in the league. And that just gave us so much energy because we were obviously defending for most of that first half of that game. So that goal was able to get us in just a huge momentum swing, and we started rolling over everybody, and it was good from there.
So that gave you guys a 1-0 lead. The game kind of after that, you know, continues the way it had been going. But then you guys get another chance, face off in the offensive zone that you guys win. Tell us what happened from there.
Thanks, man. Second goal?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we actually had a plan for me to roll over the top on that face off. And then Michael came over to me and goes, I'm going to roll over, because Ethan's a lefty and he had trouble getting it back to the other side if I'm rolling off the wall. So he ended up rolling over, and the puck went right in a stick, and he basically just protected it, rolled the whole zone, and me and Ethan just went right to the net and just tried to get a body, get a stick, get whatever, just in front, and hit my stick, went in, and up 2-0, and it was all great. So good for Watsy to get one through, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, your freshman defensemen have had an awful lot asked of them this year, this weekend as well. Max Watville being one of those guys, and he gets rewarded with an assist on that goal.
Yeah, he's been playing great. He just battles his ass off in the D zone every game for us. Him, Frank, those guys have been asked so much of us. We ask so much of them each and every night because of just guys that have been out with felts out. And they've stepped up. They've answered. And we can't ask for much more of them. They've been great.
So with all the guys, again, that you've had to deal with, you know, I know it's been the way that it's been all season long, but, you know, this weekend as well, to get a split, how does it feel?
Feels really good. It feels really good. I mean, we just felt like we needed to win one of these big games at some point. I mean, SB came in this morning and said that we've lost 10 games this year by one goal or one goal in an empty net or something like that. I don't know. But it's just a matter of time before we won one of these big games. So it feels really good to get the split. Obviously, we wanted 6 points. We got 3, but felt really good to beat those guys.
You're a guy that's been around here for a while, obviously. You've had a big part in the rejuvenation, really, of this program over the last couple of years. And I know the season hasn't really gone the way you guys have wanted to, you know, with all of the injuries, especially, and everything else going on. But now you come down the stretch here, one game left, and then the playoffs.
Yeah, we're just trying to play our best hockey at the right time. I feel like, this year's been tough, and it's been emotional, but, I mean... guys care. I mean, that's why it's been tough. If guys didn't care, then we would be rolling in the rink every day, and it would just be we're just getting on the ice and just going through the motions. But guys give a shit, and that's why it's been tough, because we care. And to finally get this big win, I mean, we're just looking for a winning streak at the right time, not right now. I mean, the wins and losses at this point, like, we know that we're going to have to play in the first round. It's probably going to be an away game. Doesn't really matter to us at this point. We're just trying to play our best hockey against BC, and then whoever is going to be matched up against us, and we're going to be a tough out. So, because we know how to win come playoff time. We've proved it.
Yeah. All right. Thanks a lot, Mac. We appreciate it. Would have been worried the game if not for the guy over here. But
he
go on assist tonight. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, no problem.